The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
Old man depression, you are through, you've done us wrong.
An old man recession, you are through, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about your 401k. We talk about income taxes, estate planning, Social Security. You name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt. And this week's going to be no exception. We have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America. So our clients are people who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, this show is also designed for you. And we currently work with over 8,500 families in 43 states, and it's a privilege, it's an honor, we are so blessed. And we have a fantastic show lined up, so let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, in my weekly email and our video that we send out, and by the way, if you haven't subscribed, you need to. You can go to rpoa.com, it's our website, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you go there, you can sign up to get our market alert weekly report. And it's a video normally with a text that goes with it. And I entitled the one just recently, "Is This a Buying Opportunity?" And a client said, "Ken, you know, in all the years, I think this is the first time I've heard you say this is a buying opportunity." So it's like, wow. I thought, interesting. Okay, so I want to discuss with you, ladies and gentlemen, why, despite the all-time highs and how close we are to all of those, I think this is still a buying opportunity. So we'll talk about that. Also, this week, we're going to talk about how to diversify your retirement portfolio, your investments. And we believe that mitigating risk and spreading it around is extremely important, and therefore diversification is something that is top of mind in our view. And so we want to talk about, if you were a client of ours, how would we diversify your portfolio? What are the areas we would look at, and what would we be thinking about? Okay, so we'll help you with that. Now also, as we do every week, we talk about Social Security. And this week, and by the way, if you'd like me to answer questions that you have with regard to Social Security and when to take it and all that kind of stuff, you can email me. My email address is ken@rpoa.com, okay? ken@rpoa.com. And I'll endeavor to answer your question. And if you ask me one that's too hard, then I just won't answer it. See, that's the beauty of doing this show. I can pick which answers. I just pick the easy ones. So send me your questions and I'll see what I can do about answering them. Now also this week we're going to talk about in our firm, the foundational philosophy of what we do is we're very, very conservative. Okay, we believe our goal for our clients is we want your money to last as long as you do. And to do that, we believe you need to be diversified, you need to be conservative in your approach, you can't be taking outlandish risks and that kind of stuff. And so we have a strategy we call invest and protect. Okay, and what we mean by that is we don't like the buy and hold philosophy. We think it's incomplete because yes, you should buy and yes, you should hold. Those are good things during good times, of course. But when bad times come and you just hold on, you could take a large loss. And if that were to happen, then you could not be able to retire or you'd have to unretire and all kinds of bad things come from that. So we believe you should have a sell strategy. And so we had in November of 2007, in fact, our strategy said to sell, and we told our clients and those of you listening to the show and those of you getting my market alert email to sell, and those that followed our advice were out for all of 2008 during the credit crisis crash of the stock markets. And so we're going to, in the fourth segment today, I want to talk about, do you remember the Marathon Man? I guess I'm aging anybody who knows that, right? That's Dustin Hoffman when he was like a teenager practically. But anyway, there was a movie called The Marathon Man. And the dentist guy was drilling his teeth. Remember, he had him tied down. He was sticking a drill through his teeth. And he was going, is it safe? Is it safe? And okay, so you don't remember. Never mind. Then bad reference. Anyway, I have a segment called Is It Safe? We're going to talk about is it safe to be in the stock markets right now or not? And so we're going to talk about that because it's very important in our view. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Don't you dare. On this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about probate, okay? Because the estate tip is all about, you know, how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And one of the things that everybody that you may have heard is that you must avoid probate at all costs. It's terrible. It's the nastiest, most awful thing. And you have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in legal fees to avoid probate. Well, you know, that ain't necessarily so.
Ain't so.
Yeah, it could be that you want probate. What? Wanting probate? No. Well, I'll explain. There are times when probate is good and there are times when probate is bad. And we'll explain that one at about 10 till. So you'll be an educated probate consumer. Anyway, we have a great show lined up for you. But before you go one step further, I got a humble brag here. All right. So I was recently named by Southern Methodist University here in Dallas, SMU, one of the top 100 CEOs in Dallas. And they have this award ceremony that starts at 6. And of course, this is on a, I believe it was a Thursday night or something like that. And so my wife and I, we get all decked out, you know, to go to the thing. And it starts at 6. We're running late. We're in the Uber. And of course, it's rush hour. There's, you know, 8 billion cars in the way. And we're like going to be late. And, you know, you don't want to be late for an award ceremony that you might be getting the award for and all that. So we're stressed out. And the Uber driver goes, you know, you're the same people I picked up like 2 years ago, and you guys wanted to get to the airport, and you were running late, and you thought you were going to miss your flight. And we're like, no, that wasn't us. you're mistaking us. He goes, oh, no, because you had your daughter with you. And we're like, oh, crap, he's right. It was us. Anyway, so let's talk about, is this a buying opportunity? So, you know, one of the things we've talked about on this show that you got to keep your eye on the Federal Reserve. If you want to know, in our view, if you want to know which way the stock and the equity markets are going to go, the S&P or the Dow, you need to watch the Fed. But of course, the other part of the equation is the whole China thing, right? With the tariffs and the negotiations. And, you know, every time President Trump tweets out something where he doesn't like the Chinese, the Dow goes down 500 points. And then 3 days later, he texts that the negotiations are back on. It goes up 500 points. So it's a lot of activity. But what we believe you should look at is the dampening of the global economy that's happening with these tariffs. Okay, so the tariffs that the Chinese are putting on us are actually dampening our economy, but not very much. Okay, we don't feel the pain. China's economy, if you saw the news on Friday, they are at the slowest growth rate that they've had in 20 years. Okay, I saw this on Bloomberg. And so what that means is that the tariffs are really having an effect on China's economy. And China's economy is, to a large degree, the engine of growth for the countries around there, Australia being one of them, that are what we call emerging countries, where their economies are young and they're growing, and they need that, you know, China to buy all their stuff to have their economies grow. So you're seeing the global economy slowing down to about 2%. Is what the IMF said is the projection, the International Monetary Fund. And so because of the tariffs and all the stuff that's going on. Now, our view is that there will be a resolution to all of this. China's not going to see their growth continue to decline, and it's going to. It's just a matter, in our view, it's just a matter of time. And so as their economy slows and as they decide and the election's near and everybody has a common interest in getting it done, I want you to think about what could happen if they signed a deal, if the tariffs were removed, and the global growth forecast went from 2% to 3%. Exactly. Good sound effect, Jack. That's exactly what I think, too. So therefore, I think this is a buying opportunity right now because I believe that there is going to be a resolution, and I think we will see that big move in the market. But in the meantime, it's going to be a roller coaster ride, no doubt, because there's going to be news that's good and news that's bad, and there's going to be, you know, the impeachment thing and all those kind of things going on, which will cause uncertainty and all that. But I believe right now it is a buying opportunity. Now, if you are retired or retiring soon and you're contemplating that either one of those sides of the equation, then this is, even though I think it's a time of opportunity, it's still a time that you must always, in my view, be conservative. You have to watch that you don't lose your nest egg. You've worked 25, 30 years to get to where you are now. You want to retire, or you're already retired. You know, taking a big loss could severely impair all your plans, and we don't want that for you. So we are retirement planners. We help our clients with Social Security decisions, with diversifying their 401k, rolling over their 401k if it's appropriate. We talk about income taxes. We talk about estate planning. We talk about how to get income during retirement. One of the big questions that people want to know is, you know, do I have enough money to retire on? We call that your magic number. And also, you know, how do I know how much risk I should take? Am I too risky? Am I not risky enough? You know, diversification, all those kind of things. Well, guess what? We want to help you to learn all those things. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. We have videos, podcasts, articles on there on all the above topics. You can also sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners at no charge or obligation, or you can go to one of our seminars, watch our webinars. We have information that we hope will help you to achieve your retirement goals, and all of it is we want to do it for you because, again, if we can help you, we feel so good about that. So rpoa.com is our website, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to diversify your retirement investments. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And, of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 8,500 families in 43 states. We are blessed. We are honored. It is such a privilege. And we thank all our clients from the bottom of our heart for that. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the 8th year in a row.
To hear you say that makes me love you, baby.
And I love you back, Cuba Gooding Jr. Although he's been in the news lately. I don't know if I should love him back, right? It's questionable. Anyway, on this show, we talk about retirement planning because our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and we specialize in retirement planning. So we work with people who are contemplating retirement, getting ready for that time when they can go do that. And then also we work with people who are retired and are interested in having a game plan. And we have two goals for our clients. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And if we can accomplish those two things, we've done a really good thing, and we feel really good about ourselves. And so we hope to do that for you. Our website is rpoa.com. And if you'd like to learn more about us, we've got lots of information on there that I think you will find of interest. So one of the things that is very, very important in our view is how to diversify your retirement portfolio. And on other shows, I've talked about how we go about determining the amount of risk that you should take, okay, it, based on our analysis. And so some people need to take a little bit more, some people a little bit less. It all depends on how much money you have, your cost of living, and the interplay between those things. Now, in no event do we want to have anybody take a lot of risk, okay? Because if it requires you to take a lot of risk, then what we suggest is that maybe you're not ready to retire yet, you don't have enough money, or your expenses are too high, or some combination thereof, okay? So, and we tell it like it is, you know, if you, like we always say, if we make you mad at us for telling you the truth, that's okay. We're of no value to you if we sugarcoat everything. We want to give it to you, you know, as Don Meredith used to say, you know, the guy on Dragnet, what is that? Just the facts, ma'am, right? Just the facts. Anyway, so one, as I mentioned, diversification is a basic foundational thing that we believe in. Now, a few years ago, I remember I had a prospective client, you know, they came in and they brought their stuff with them. You know, we give you a whole checklist of what you need to bring in, and so that we can review it all for you. And one of the things that they came in and very proud, they had 28 different mutual funds, 28. And, you know, he laid it down on the table proudly, look how diversified I am. And so we looked at all 28 of those, and you can do what's called an X-ray. You can kind of look inside and see what are those funds invested in. And what we found was essentially he had 28 mutual funds that invested in the same thing. So he wasn't diversified. He was like super concentrated. And so, you know, he thought he was diversified, but after the X-ray, we found out that actually he was not. So it's not quantity that causes diversification if the quantity is all of the same thing, all right? So diversification is when you have different things in your portfolio where one zigs while the other one zags, right? So I want to go over with you how the 11 components that we believe should be in a retirement portfolio, okay? And if you were a client, we would most likely have you in this sort of an arrangement. So the first, we look at the world from the standpoint of stocks and bonds, and also from the standpoint of foreign and domestic, okay? And so on the stock side, equity side, we look at U.S. stocks. So there are four components there. The first one is what are called large value stocks. So these are large companies that aren't necessarily growing rapidly, but they pay a nice dividend, and you want to invest in those because you've got the big company, the security, and the nice dividend. So, you know, ExxonMobil might be an example of that, although not always. Sometimes it does well, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, the people invest, I would expect, in ExxonMobil because they want the dividend. The second kind is large cap growth companies. Okay, so that would, an example that would be Amazon. All right, Amazon is plowing everything back into growth. They're not paying much of a dividend, and so you're investing in that company so as to participate in their growth. Now, those are large. There are two more kinds of U.S. stocks, which are the same thing. There's small value stocks and small growth stocks. So they're the same idea, except they're smaller companies, $1 billion or smaller capitalization. All right, so those four make up your U.S. stock portfolio, or what we believe should be your U.S. stock portfolio. Next, we go into foreign stocks. And over there on that side, you have established foreign countries like Europe and Japan and, you know, that kind of thing. And then you also have emerging markets, which is China and South America and, you know, Central, the Eastern countries, et cetera. So you want to look also at emerging markets. Now, on the bond side, so that's your first six, okay, and there are 11. So then you're on the bond side, it's the same thing. You have U.S. bonds and foreign bonds. Exactly. On this show, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. Okay, we align with James. Anyway, so you want to, in our view, you want to have core fixed income, which is U.S. government bonds. Okay, that should be the mainstay if you're a retired person, in our view, of your bond portfolio. But also, you want to have corporate bonds. These are normally they're called high yield bonds. They usually pay a higher interest rate than government bonds do. They're a little bit more risk, but we believe they should be part of your portfolio. And then you go overseas again, and you look at established foreign country bonds and emerging market bonds. And then, last but not least, is cash. And we believe cash is an asset. And sometimes, as in 2008, for example, cash is king. And there are times when it is the best thing to be in, and everything else is falling apart, and you go into cash and you hide. And we believe you should do that too at the appropriate time. So that's your allocation. Those are your, now, the percentage that you have in all of these, of your money is determined by how much risk is appropriate for you. Okay, so if you're super conservative, we might lean more heavily on the bond side. If we need to be more aggressive, we might lean more towards the equity side. So how we do that is a different topic, but those are the 11 asset classes that we believe should be in a retirement portfolio. Okay, so I hope that helped you. Now, I went through that pretty quickly. If you'd like to hear this discussion over again, you can go on our website. You can listen to the podcast of the show, and you can pick just a segment to listen to if you so desire. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. Now, on our website, we have podcasts, as I mentioned. We have videos. We have webinars. We have articles. We have educational material that I think will help you to plan for your retirement, or if you're in retirement, to help you with your decisions on that. But also, while you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. You can sit down with one of our planners, and we would love to help you look at all the decisions that you need to make, and we'll do that at no charge or obligation, and we will part friends regardless of what happens. You can sign up to go to one of our seminars. You can watch our webinar. We have a fantastic webinar that, or at least I think it is, that will help in the broad picture of retirement planning. So all there for you at rpoa.com, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security survivor benefits and strategies. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And we are the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week at this time. I'm so glad you're with us. I am your host. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families and in 43 states, and we are honored, we are privileged. It is a great thing. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And of course, we're very proud of that designation, but without our clients, we would be zero. We would be not even on the list. So all you clients, thank you so very much. All right, we're going to talk now about Social Security. And this segment is where I answer questions. So if you have a question about Social Security, you can email it to me. My email address is ken@rpoa.com. Okay, so you can email me. And I'll endeavor to answer your question, but only if it's an easy one. Okay, if you ask me a hard question, I just won't answer it. Sorry. Because I don't want to look dumb on the air. What can I tell you? Anyway, here's one. So, I am 64 years old and have been collecting survivor benefits since age 60. Am I allowed to continue to collect survivor benefit until age 70? So this is, she's a widow. So she's saying, can I continue to collect the survivor benefit until age 70, then switch to my maximum benefit? Or will Social Security stop my survivor benefit when I reach age 66 if my own benefit is higher? Okay, that's a very good question. So she says, my age 70 benefit is greater than my survivor benefit, and I would prefer to collect a survivor benefit until I turn 70. Okay, so can I do that? The answer is yes. You can continue to receive your survivor benefit until you're 70, and then you can switch and collect yours since it's going to be higher. So in essence, what the strategy there is to collect the survivor benefit and let your own benefit continue to grow so that when you're 70, you can switch to it and it's a higher amount. Okay? That's a terrific strategy and very smart, I have to say. Good job. All right, next question. I retired from a country job that did not pay Social Security in 1992. Holy cow, you've been retired a while. And currently, I currently receive a pension, but no Social Security. My husband worked the same county job. I said country. I meant county. Country. Sorry. My husband worked the same county job and then worked in a covered position long enough to get both Social Security and his pension. If my husband dies before me, would I receive any survivor benefit? And if so, how would it be calculated? That is a really tough question, okay? So let me answer your question just simply. It's a tough question, but it's a one-sentence answer. And it is, your survivor benefit will be reduced by two-thirds of your pension amount because of what's called the government pension offset, okay? So because you have a pension from the county, then they take two-thirds of the pension, and they reduce the Social Security benefit by that two-thirds. So there are situations we've seen with people where that offset basically wiped out all of their Social Security, so they didn't get any. But there are circumstances where you get a little bit of Social Security and you get your whole pension, which it appears this might be the case. Okay, so kind of, that's a great, gosh, you guys are, those are kind of stump the host questions, but no, denied, not stumped. So there. Now, you know what? I have to say, we put our retirement planners, if you were to come in and visit with us, you'd visit with one of our planners. We put them through a six-week intensive Social Security training course. And then we have them take a very difficult exam, in my view. I took it. It's 80 questions. Let me tell you, it's not easy. And so we're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to Social Security. And I have to say, if there was an Olympic gold medal for complexity, the Social Security and our government would get that gold medal. It is unbelievable to me how complex collecting Social Security, what all the rules are, and I have no idea how any of you out there, without the help of a professional, know how to do it, okay? We put our guys through 6 weeks of training to get them up to that. And you probably, listening to this show, how many weeks of training have you had on it? And yet, you may be making decisions that could cost you tens of thousands of dollars if you make the wrong one. Don't make an uninformed decision. Talk to somebody that can help you, a professional that has training in that. And our retirement planners have been trained in that. Also, we just put them through a rigorous Medicare training program as well, because Medicare enrollment is coming up soon. So if you're over 65 or about to, you're turning 65 right around now, you got Medicare enrollment coming up. Talk to a professional about that too. Studies have shown that 80% of the people who sign up for Medicare do it incorrectly. And you don't want to be one of those 80%. You want to be a 20%er, right? And so talk to one of our retirement planners. We want to help you. No charge or obligation. So our website is rpoa.com. rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our foundational philosophy of managing our clients' money, which is protection of principal, diversification. That's job number one. Growth is important. We want to beat inflation. We want to give you income, but we got to first protect the home front before we can go on an adventure anywhere else. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that and how it applies to you when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And I can tell you, they are beloved and they are most valued. We are so thankful. And you know, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors for the third time this year.
Shazam
is right, Gomer. And you know, without our clients, we would be nowhere. These awards are wonderful, but you got to give credit where credit is due. And all you clients, we want to thank you so much. You know, we have two goals for our clients. One is we want your money to last as long as you do. You know, we used to say we want your money to last longer than you, but several clients told us, actually, after I'm gone, my greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs can fend for themselves. So we said, okay, well, in that case, we'll just have it last as long as you do, and if there's anything left over, then so be it, right? But also, we want you to have peace of mind. And we consider your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision, okay? We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. If you want to volunteer and help at a charity, whatever it is that you want to do, we want you to be able to do that and have fun doing it. And to do that, we believe a financial plan that provides for income to support your lifestyle and all those things is an essential component of that. And we also believe that a fundamental part of a sound financial plan for someone who is retired or retiring soon is an element in there that is designed to help protect principal. Now, if you go out into the world, you probably have heard that you need to be diversified. And we talked about that early in the show, and we believe that too. Okay, so there is the diversification we believe is very important. And if you are concentrated, if you have all your money in one investment or one stock or one whatever it may be, we believe that's not appropriate for someone who is retired or retiring soon. Okay, you're taking on way too much risk in our view. Now, once you've determined the diversification, that's where buy and hold normally stops, right? You buy these investments, you diversify it all, and then you hold, and you just let it run, and whatever happens, happens. Well, see, we don't believe that. That's where we depart from what you might consider the mainstream, if you will.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
Duke, I am very persistent. And the reason why is because I never want to have a conversation with a client about, I'm so sorry, but your investments just dropped by 30, 40, or 50%, and now we got to cut way back on your standard of living, or you got to go back to work, or we got to delay your retirement for another 5 or 6 years until your money comes back. Those kinds of conversations are not the ones I want to have. And you know, one of the things that buy hold says that you may have heard, and we call it a myth, is that, you know, you haven't lost any money unless you sell, right? You probably heard that. You haven't lost any money unless you sell. Basically, because it's going to come back one day. Well, you know, my question would be, if I haven't lost any money unless I sell, you know, we met many people back in 2008 who lost a lot of money. And this notion about, you know, you haven't lost any money unless you sell, well, they didn't sell. They didn't sell anything. In fact, if we even go back beyond that, you go to Enron. Remember the employees of Enron? They were locked out of their 401ks. They could not sell. Did those people lose money? Yeah, they lost everything. So this notion that you haven't lost any money unless you sell, that is not true in our view. It's actually misleading and dangerous, okay? Because you can lose, and it may take years to recover. You know, Y2K, the S&P went down 49%. It wasn't until 2007 that it recovered back to where it was in 2000. 7 years it took to get back to even. Seven. So if you see your money drop like that and you got to wait 7 years to get back to even so that you can retire, how old does that put you? And guess what? It got back to even in 2007, but then a year later, 2008 came along and bam, the S&P went down 57% when that happened. So if you got caught in that one, it took till 2013 before the S&P got back. So you're sitting there waiting another 6 years to get back to even. And if you started in Y2K and you did that whole thing, it might be 13 years and you're back to even. And meanwhile, you're supposed to live on your money the whole time? To me, that seems a risky, risky proposition that I would never want to put my clients in. Okay? And that's why we believe that you should have, yes, a buy strategy. You need to know when to buy. You need to have a hold strategy, which is a diversification, what you own and how long you hold it for, and all the rebalancing things you do during all that. And that's very important also. We do that. But then you need that third step, which is protection of principal. And we believe that if you just sit there and take a beating because it's going to come back one day, or because you haven't lost any money unless you sell, I mean, what kind of logic is that? I mean, put yourself in a situation where the market drops right now by 40% and you're in it and you've just lost 40% of your money. Could you stay retired if that happened to you? Would you be able to retire if you were planning on it, let's say next year and this happened? So that's the kind of risk that we think you should not take. So in our strategy, it's a defined process and we'll share it with you. We don't do it on the air because it's proprietary, but we'll share it with you if you come in and visit with us. And our strategy told us to tell our clients to get out of all equities in November of 2007 and to stay out for all of 2008 and not buy until June of 2009. So for a year and a half, we were telling people to stay out of equities. And those that followed our advice didn't suffer the carnage that would have happened if they were in equities during that time. Now, our strategy is not perfect. I'll be the first one to tell you. Last year in December, it told us to sell, and we did because we saw harm coming towards our clients, and we're not going to put them there. We're going to get them out of harm's way. Now, as it turns out, it was almost a bear market, got very close, bounced back very quickly. You would have been better off if you didn't do that, what we did. But you know what? That's a small price to pay. It bounced back and, you know, so it very quickly, and that's it. In our view, that kind of a thing is not going to make you poor. And our goal is to, you know, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. So taking a beating like in 2008, that could make you poor. You know, getting out and then getting back in because it turned out not to be a bear market, we don't see how that could make anybody poor. So that's our philosophy. Now, if you share in that, if it resonates, if it seems like it makes sense to you, then go to our website. It's rpoa.com, okay, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And while you're there, we have podcasts, we have videos, we have articles, tons of information on there. But better yet, Click on Meet with an Advisor and sit down and visit with one of our retirement planners. We want to help you. We want to help you design your entire financial plan. And if we can, and it helps you, fantastic. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. No charge or obligation. We will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It absolutely is, Bogey. And on top of that, if you don't want to visit with anybody, you can watch our webinar. You can sign up for one of our seminars. We have seminars on Medicare enrollment coming up here that I think if you're in that age group, you should watch because it'd be informative, I believe. And we have lots of other information as well. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer the burning question that has been keeping you awake at night, which is, hey, is probate good or is it bad? Well, it's both. Stay tuned. I'll tell you why. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years, and all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we work now with over 8,500 wonderful, beautiful families in 43 states. We are so honored. We are privileged. It is something that we wake up in the morning and we cannot wait to go to work and do. You know, one of the things that I think is if you help others, it's just a wonderful feeling. You know, it's so much better than thinking about yourself. You know, if you think about yourself all the time, I think you get depressed, you know, you get lonely. But if you're helping others, it enriches your life, it expands your mind. It's such a wonderful thing. And, you know, the idea that we may be helping our clients achieving their goals is just wonderful.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
All right. There you go. I like it. And, you know, we work with people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, then this show and all that we do is designed to help you. Our website is rpoa.com. And we have two goals for you if you're a client and also if you're listening to this show. And that is we want your money to last as long as you do. We want you to last a long time and we want your money to be there the whole time. And then we also want you to have financial peace of mind. We want you to enjoy. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to have fun. Now, if you've done everything properly, then maybe there'll be a couple of shekels left over at the end of your ride. And that's where estate planning comes in. This is where you leave money to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. And so we want to talk about that. But this week, we're going to talk about probate. And, you know, one of the things that people live in fear of, and probably you listening to the show right now, you are in fear of this word. This word strikes fear in your heart. It is, are you ready? Shall I say it? It's probate. Yeah, yeah. Screaming lady, there you go. Probate does that. People are scared of probate. They spend thousands of dollars on trusts and legal fees and this and that to avoid probate. And so we're going to talk about what is it and is it really that bad? Do I have to spend thousands to avoid it? But before we do, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So let's talk about probate. And first of all, let me tell you what probate is. Okay, so probate is the process of administering your estate after somebody passes. And so a lot of times, depending on the state you live in, it can be a very complex and expensive process. And if you have a relatively straightforward estate, then it probably does not make sense for you to go through probate. And so there are trusts that you can create, living trusts in particular, that can help to avoid probate. All right. And but let me tell you why you may want to go through the probate process anyway. Okay. First of all, the protection from creditors. So what happens is that once you've gone through the probate process, then there's a clock that starts once the probate process is over, and during that probate process. And if there are any creditors out there that think you owe them money or whatever it may be, they need to come and make their presence known. If they miss the deadline, then they're out of luck. They cannot collect against your estate. So it does start the clock on creditors not being able to come after you. The other thing is that it forces a fair value of the estate, and it can save you on estate taxes. Okay, because the administration, it forces having to value the assets, it forces all that kind of stuff. It creates a value and it can potentially save you on estate taxes and income taxes. So there are reasons why you may want to actually go through probate, okay, depending. Now, the reasons why you may not want to is because another reason is that probate is a very public process, okay? So you may not want to go through that because then everybody can see who you left what to. Your will is actually a document that's almost like a library thing. You can go down to the reference library, you can check it out and read it. So if you have a neighbor that died and you want to know who they left what to and they have a will, you can actually go down to the courthouse and read their will. So you can snoop around if you want. But most people don't care whether anybody knows who they left it to or whatever. So avoiding that is not a thing. The other thing is that, if you are concerned about protestation, if you're concerned that somebody is going to protest your will. You wrote somebody out of your will, a child or somebody like that. You got mad at them and you said, you're disinherited. Well, that person in the probate process could come in and try to undo what you wanted. Okay, they probably won't be successful, but they could succeed. However, if you've done the living trust route to avoid that probate process, it makes it very, very, very difficult for somebody to contest the will, protest it, and contest it, and say, that I should have been given something or whatever. So there are reasons to go through probate. There are reasons not to. It's not like it's always bad. You should avoid it at all costs and pay thousands of dollars. Okay. So talk with a professional before you do anything and make sure that you make the right decision there.
Glad we had this talk.
Well, I am too, Tom. Now, one of the things that we would love to do is to visit with you and sit down and review your entire retirement plan. So if you are somebody who is over 50, who is retired or retiring soon, then you are right in the demo that we would love to visit with, okay? And our website is rpoa.com. And while you're there, we have lots of information on there. We have webinars, we have podcasts, we have videos, articles. We podcast this show every week as well. And you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners who will walk through your retirement plan with you at no charge or obligation. And like we always say, if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. Okay? So rpoa.com is our website. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.